couple things here. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning, this is often misinterpreted, misused by false prophets to teach. Once you get saved, you're just always going to do right. Obviously, that's not true.
Amen.
But let me just mention a couple things here because it gives you two pretty extreme examples, right? He says, look, if you're he that committed sin is of the devil. And then it says in verse 9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. And you can kind of see when people read that and be like, whoa, hold on a second. So am I of the devil if I'm like committing sin? Is that what this is saying? Well, first and foremost, you got to take into account that in this chapter, it's giving you two extreme examples, and it really manifests who that's talking about later on. It's talking about Cain and Abel.
Right.
Cain is of the wicked one. Abel's obviously a son of God. Okay. Good. Now, when he says there, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. What I believe this is referring to are reprobates.
Amen.
Okay. Now, you say, why is that? How do you know? Because we commit sin. So if this is saying that, doesn't that say that we're committing sin or we're the sons of the devil? No. Let me explain what this means here. First and foremost, an individual who's not saved, okay? Not saved, you know, they're not a reprobate, they're not a child of the devil. They're what the Bible refers to as a child of disobedience.
Amen.
Okay? They're a son of man, so to speak, okay? They're a child of disobedience. The Bible tells us, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So what is this telling us here? Prior to salvation, we were just children of disobedience because it's not that we hated God.
Right.
It's just that we were only in the flesh. We were natural people.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them for the spiritually discerned. So an unsaved person who's not a reprobate is simply known as a natural individual. They do that which they are naturally inclined to do,
right,
which is to sin. Okay. Now we know that when that individual is given the gospel, they receive it. They get saved, they become a son of God.
Amen.
But there can come a point when an individual rejects God so much, they begin to hate God, that that person actually becomes a reprobate.
Right.
And they transition from becoming a child of disobedience to becoming a child of the devil.
Amen.